感谢神，今天是父亲节，那么我们首先也祝父亲们节日快乐。
Thank God, this today is the Father's Day, and so we want to wish every father the Happy Father's Day.
然后我们今天呢，也是我们教会就是我们成年人跟我们的青少年联合崇拜的一次主日聚会。
Also, today is the time that we have our youth and adult. We have a joint worship.
好，我们一起先来读一处圣经的经文，是在希伯来书的十五章第五节到第十一节。
So I want us to all read together a today's message is a book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 5 to 11.
好，我们大家可以看到这个大屏幕，可以一起来读。
You can see the screen and then we read together.
希伯来书十二章五节起，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，按他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有深深父亲管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。感谢神，我们经文就读到这里。
Thank God, this is the passage we read today.
我们一起来做一组祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们为着今天在座的父亲们，我们来感谢神。
We thank you for all the fathers here today.
我们也求主加添我们弟兄们，我们做父亲的，我们的信心，我们的力量，也求神赐给我们有从你那来的智慧。
And we ask you that bless our fathers with the all the fathers here with faith and strength, and also have the wisdom from you.
让我们可以成为一个合神心意的一个好的父亲。
Then we can become a father that pleases you.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天是父亲节，我们也都知道，在圣经当中呢，常常用父亲来形容我们的天父上帝。
We know that today is Father's Day, and we also know that in Bible there's a lot of times that we describe, God is our heavenly Father.
那么我们可以思想一下，在我们心目中，怎样的父亲才是一个好父亲呢？
So we can like think about in our heart what kind of father is a good father.
前段时间我看一个电视节目啊，这个电视节目呢就问一群嘉宾，就是你小时候有没有你特别想特别想得到的东西，但是没有得到，你有没有什么特别遗憾的事情？
And not long ago, I watched a TV show, and that TV show, the host just asked a group of guests that when you were young, do you have any things that you very much want to get, but you didn't get it?
后来就有一个嘉宾同学就说，我没有什么很遗憾的事情，我小时候都很幸福的。
And one guest said, I don't have anything to feel sorry about it, because when I was young, I'm pretty happy.
后来别人就很奇怪呀，因为只有他这样讲哈。后来他说，你为什么这么兴奋？他说他说好像是我的爷爷开了一个小卖铺， 我放学了以后我想吃个糖啊，我就想拿什么东西啊，我就直接到我爷爷的小卖铺去。
And so everyone is kind of strange, so why it seems he's the only one says I don't have anything unhappy about it, and they try to find out what's going on, and he basically says his father has a convenience store, his grandfather actually has a convenience store, so every time when he after school he can went to that store, get whatever candy or anything you want, so he's pretty happy about it.
后来我跟我的妻子冯海子梅一起看那个电视节目嘛，后来我的妻子就跟我说，哎呀，我小时候就是这样想的，我说我多么希望有这么一个爷爷啊或者奶奶，他开一个小卖部就好了。
And at that time, my wife and I, we watched together, and my wife, Feng Hai, just said, yeah, that's what I thought in when I was a child. I really hope my grandpa or grandma had this convenience store so I can, you know, get whatever I want.
什么在我们心目中是一个好的父亲呢？很多时候我们可能想，哎呀，我想要什么，我的父亲就给我，他就是好父亲。
So what is a good father? Sometimes we may think a good father is that whatever I want, my father can give it to me.That's a good father.
哎呀，我的爸爸最会赚钱了，他可以给我赚很多钱。
If my father can make a lot of money, and that's a good father.
我的爸爸最能干了，家里什么东西坏了他都会修。
And if my father is a very handy man and he can fix everything at home, that would be a good father.
很多时候我们心中可能有各种各样的标准。想我的父亲如果是这个样子，哇，他就是好父亲。
So a lot of times we in my heart we may have all kind of different standards. If my father meet that standard, then he's a good father.
那么圣经是怎样说的呢？我们一起来读一下箴言三章十一到十二节。我们可以看到大屏幕一起来。
So how the Bible says about this, and let's look at read together a Proverbs chapter 3 verse 11 and 12. It's on the screen.
我们一起来读箴言三章十一节起。我儿，你不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备，因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。我们今天一开始所读的经文啊，希伯来书的经文也告诉我们，就是一个爱父亲的孩子是一定会管教的，管教他的孩子的。
In the passage we just read today in the book of Hebrew, that it made it very clear, if a father loved his child and he will discipline or he will chasten his child.
我们刚才所读的箴言也告诉我们，一个好父亲，一个爱孩子的父亲，他一定会管教孩子。
And the proverb also said the same thing. A good father, a father loves, delights in his A child, he disciplines and chastens his child.
事实上，圣经中有许许多多谈到父亲的经文，都会谈到父亲对孩子的管教。
And actually, in the Bible, there's a lot of times they talk about the father. The verses talk about father, also associated with the father disciplines or chasten his children.
那到底什么是一个真正的好父亲呢？
So what is a really a definition of a good father?
我想一个最基本最基本的一个条件，就这个父亲要爱孩子嘛。
And I think it's very fundamental that is that this father has to love his children.
一个如果不爱自己孩子的父亲，那一定就不是好父亲了。
If a father doesn't love his children, then definitely he is not a good father.
所以一个好父亲最基本最基本的条件就是他爱他的孩子，而他爱他的孩子，圣经说，那他就一定要管教他的孩子。
So a good father, the very very fundamental standard is he has to love his children. And but by Bible said, if he loves his children, then he will discipline or chasten his children.
正如我们今天一开始所读的圣经希伯来书十二章六至八节，我给大家读一下。
And just like the passage here we read, a part of it is Hebrew chapter 12, verse 6 to 8, and I just read it, and you can look at the screen.
希伯来书12章6节，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。 我们大家可能都非常熟悉一位很著名的这个华人电影巨星，或者说功夫巨星成龙。
I think most of us are probably very familiar with a famous movie star and Jackie Chan.
这个成龙，我们知道他出生在一个香港非常贫穷的家庭。在他七岁的时候，他的父亲就把他卖到戏班子里去了。
We know Jackie Chan actually is born a very poor family in Hong Kong, and when he was 7 years old, his parents actually sold him to the troop.
然后他的父母就离开香港去了澳大利亚了。
And the parents actually after that they left Hong Kong and went to Australia.
成龙从七岁开始就在这个戏班子里长大，去练功夫啊，去学习功夫啊。
So Jackie Chan actually was start 7 years old. He was grew up in that troop, and during this, they will practice all the skills and all those things.
然后他们有七个跟成龙差不多年纪大的小孩子啊，就在一起，就被称为七小福。他们就生活在一起，就这样一起长大。
And in this troop, actually, there's seven kids about the same age as Jackie Chan. And so later, they were called the name has a nickname for the seven little children. They called the Lucky Seven.
然后我们都知道，很多年以后，成龙就成了这个巨星了嘛。但他的师兄弟很多的都不像他那么成功或者是知名啊。
And we all know that Jackie Chan actually many years later he became the most famous kind of one of the most famous movie star, but the rest of them is not as success as him.
但有一次电视台呢就去采访成龙的这个师兄弟，就问他们，就说你看你们现在你们的师弟成龙哇这么厉害，这么国际巨星，你们好像都没有像他这样的成就。
So one time actually the TV station actually interviewed the rest of the little brothers among the Lucky Seven. He said, "Oh, look at your brother Jackie Chan, and he's so successful, but you are not that, not like him."
然后这个记者就跟他们开玩笑哈，记者就说，是不是你们师傅当年特别偏心成龙，然后教给他一些绝招，没有教给你们？
So the report just kind of made fun of them at that time, just kidding. Said, "Okay, is that because the master of your master actually at that time showed a kind of special favor to Jackie Chan and teach him some special secret skill and didn't teach you guys?"
然后那个他的一个成龙的一个师兄弟就回答，他说：“我们的师傅当然是偏心成龙了，因为我们这些人当中，只有成龙一个人是师傅的干儿子。”
One of them said, "Yeah, our master obviously is kind of has show special favor to Jackie Chan because among our seven, he is the only one is his he treated as his adopted son."
然后这个师兄弟就接下来就说，我们几个小时候调皮，我们犯错的时候呢，师傅惩罚我们。
So he said how.When we were young, when we made a mistake or something, when the master chasing us,
然后呢，打个比方，我们所有人，我们的师傅惩罚我们，我们在那里扎马步一个小时，
And he said basically how our master chasing us is that if we made some mistake, we have to practice a certain position for 1 hour.
成龙呢，他要扎三个小时。
And but for Jackie Chan.He got to do 3 hours.
师傅呢拿藤条打我们100下。
And we made a mistake when our master chasing us. He spanked us 100 times.
师傅呢拿藤条打成龙呢就是300下。
But if for Jackie Chan, that would be 300 times.
我们师兄弟看到这个，我们大家心里就非常的清楚。
And so when we saw this, we are very clear.
师傅心里最爱的就是成龙。
And our master loved the most is Jackie Chan.
父亲所爱的，他就特别的管教。
The father delights, he chastened them and disciplined them.
这就是圣经告诉我们的，一个爱孩子的父亲，他就特别管教这个孩子。
That's what the Bible told us. If a father loves his child, he disciplines.
他说，如果小孩子不受管教呢？圣经说，那他就是狮子。不是儿子，就是他是野孩子或他是私生子。
Bible basically says if a child does not receive a chastening or discipline, then he is illegitimate and not the son.
或者这个父亲不想要这个私生子，不想把产业给他。
Or the father just don't want that son and don't want to give his inheritance.
如果这个父亲真的爱这个孩子，他一定会管教。
If a father loves his children and they will discipline them.
这个英语当中有一句俗话，就是说，如果你想要有一个很软弱的一个儿子。
In English, there's a saying, if you want a very weak son,
你给他一切他想要的。
And you give him whatever he wants.
如果你想要一个很强壮的儿子。
If you want a very strong son, children, child.
你就要对他严厉一点。
And you'll be strict and be harsh to him.
我们来。再来看我们今天一开始所读的圣经，希伯来书十二章五到九节。
Let's look at Hebrew chapter 12:5-9.
这几节经文谈到我们面对管教，我们应该有一个怎样的态度
？And those passages talk about when we face chastening or discipline, what kind of attitude should we have?
希伯来书十二章五节，我给大家读一下。你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。然后六节，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有生的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？那么这几节经文谈到我们怎样面对管教，我们应该有一个怎样的态度。
And those passages told us how should we face when we have a chasing and a discipline.
这里第一个看到的就是你不可轻看主的管教，你不可轻看管教。
First, you should not be despised the chasing of the Lord.
很多时候我们面对管教，我们很轻看的，很藐视的。
Sometimes when we face the chasing or discipline, we despise it.
尤其是很多小孩子对父母对他的管教，就说你懂什么
？And especially some of our children, and when they will say to our parents, said, "Oh, what do you know about it?"
你那一套都过时了。
And your thing is over the time. It's old.
轻看父亲的父母的管教。
So we despise the chasing of our parents.
但圣经告诉我们，我们不可轻看管教。
But the Bible told us you should not despise the chastening.
第二个呢
，Father，
不可灰心。
And the second is also do not be discouraged.
有的时候我们听见责备的话，我们就很灰心了。
Sometimes when we be disciplined or be chastened, we become disappointed and discouraged.
圣经说不要灰心。
And the Bible said nor be discouraged.
你的父亲管教你是爱你。
When your father rebukes you, he is love you.
他不是要拆毁你，打击你。
He's not going to strike you and destroy you.
他是要帮助你，他是要建立你，他是要恢复你。
He's trying to restore you, to help you, and to build you up.
然后第三个就是要忍受管教。
And the third is you have to endure the chastening.
受管教当然是难受的。
Of course, it's not.It's not comfortable when you have a chastening.
但是你要忍受。
But you have to endure.
你不是反抗。
You're not just to against that.
你更不是逃跑。
You're not escape from that.
你更不是对父亲说我恨你。
And of course, you don't say to your father, "I hate you."
你就忍受。
And you have to endure.
吞到肚子里去。
And it will be kind of take into it.
然后呢，最后特别提到，就是要敬重 那管教我们的。
And finally, and he also mentioned, you have to pay them to the respect or honor that who chasten you and discipline you.
圣经中有两个人面对管教的态度是截然不同的。
And we can see two characters in the Bible that they have a quite different attitude when they face the discipline or chasing of God.
第一个呢就是扫罗王。
And the first one we want to think about is King Saul.
当扫罗王他犯罪的时候，上帝差派先知来责备他，来管教他。
King Saul, when he sinned against God, and God sent the prophet to correct him, to teach him.
那么扫罗的反应就是狡辩。
And Saul's reaction is just try to defend himself.
那么有一次扫罗王打败了以色列人的仇敌亚玛利亚人。
And one time Saul defeated Israel's enemy Amalek.
然后呢他就违背神的旨意，他私自留下了亚玛利亚人当中上好的牲畜和把他们的王留下来了。
Of course, he violated what God teaches him. He keep him for himself the flocks and of this enemy and their king as well.
然后这时候神就差派先知来责备他，说你为什么违背神的旨意，做神眼中看为恶的事情。
So God sent his prophet to rebuke him, said, why you do against God's will and do the things that it's wicked in God's sight.
那么扫罗王的反应就是狡辩，他就说这都是以色列人自作主张。
And Saul's reaction is basically try to defend himself. Says, okay, this all Israelites they do their own ways.
我是遵行神的话，但是这些人他们不顺服神。
I want to follow the will of God, but they don't follow it.
我们看见扫罗这样面对责备、面对管教的态度，我们想起圣经中还有一位也是这样啊。
And when we see this Saul's attitude, we think about there's another one in the Bible as like this.
这一位也是男的哦。
And this one is also male.
亚当对不对
？And we can think about is Adam.
对，但亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，神来寻找，就是你在哪里啊？你为什么做我吩咐你不可做的事？结果亚当他的反应是什么？狡辩。
And we can remember that in the garden, then Adam and Eve sinned, and when God tried to find them and asked them what's going on, and the first reaction from Adam is they tried to defend himself.
他说。不是我犯罪，是神啊，你给我的妻子，他让我犯罪。
And his defense is basically God, it's not me fault, it's the one you gave me, the wife you gave me, he make me sin.
亚当、扫罗，他们用这种狡辩、推卸责任的态度，面对上帝对他们的责备，面对上帝对他们的管教。
So we can see Adam, Saul, they have the same attitude, face the God's correction, God's rebuke. They try to basically push away their responsibility and defend themselves.
然后我们都知道，他们最后落入悲惨的结局。
And we all know they fall in a sad situation.
大卫跟他们不一样。
And another character is David. He is different from them.
大卫在圣经中被称为一个合神心意的人。
And David is called a person that pleases God.
神喜欢大卫。
And God loves David.
但是是不是说大卫一生没有犯过罪呢？
Is that David never sinned?
不是的，大卫一生犯过很严重的罪。
It's not. David actually committed a very serious sin.
在这一点上，大卫跟亚当跟扫罗都是一样的，他们都是罪人。
At this point, David, Adam, Saul, they are the same. They are all sinners.
但他们不同的是，就是他们面对责备、面对管教的时候，他们的态度是截然不同。
But the difference is when they face God's rebuke, and their attitude is quite different.
有一次当大卫他很得意，他就数点以色列人的人数。
One time when David is very, very, very proud, and he tried to count how many people in his nation.
当他做这件事情后，他就意识到自己犯罪了。
And after did this, he realized that he sinned.
他说我行这事有罪了，神啊，求你除掉罪仆人的罪孽，因我所行的甚是愚昧。
And he said, after he said, I did this, I sinned. And the Lord, please cleanse me and take away my iniquity and ignorance.
所以他不推卸自己的责任，没有说啊，这是别人让我这样做的，没有，他承认自己的罪，甚至没有先知来责备他，他就认自己的罪。
So you can see, even there is no prophet to rebuke him. He didn't push away this his own responsibility. He didn't blame other people. He just acknowledged that what he did is wrong. He acknowledged his sin.
后来，上帝让先知来到大卫面前宣告神要怎样的审判他们。
And then later, God sent a prophet to proclaim how God will judge David.
然后大卫说，我愿意落在神的手中，愿意落在神的管教当中。
And then once the prophet pronounced how God will judge him, and David said, I'm willingly falls in the hands of God and the discipline of God. I put myself under the discipline of God.
他说，我不要落在人的手中。
I said, I want to put in the hand of God, but I don't want to be put in the hand of a man.
那么大卫他，我们都知道，他生命当中有一次犯严重的罪，他犯奸淫的罪。
And we know that David in his life, there's one time he committed a very serious sin of adultery.
然后呢，他从奸淫当中他得了一个孩子，从八十八得了一个孩子。
And out of this adultery, he has a child from Bathsheba.
然后他这个孩子出生，七天之后就死了。
And then this child was born 7 days and is dead.
然后大卫的手下的那些仆人就不敢告诉大卫，他说这样的话，大卫他一定会痛苦啊，一定会死。
And David's servant actually is not free to tell him this news because they feel that he will be very sad about the death of his child.
但是大卫很聪明，大卫看他仆人的神情，大卫就猜到了，他说是不是那个孩子死了。
And of course, David is pretty smart. When he saw their face, their expression, he kind of guessed. He asked them, is that child die?
结果大卫的反应呢，就是出乎所有人的意料。他相反，他还就是沐浴更衣，开始吃饭，然后到这个圣殿里去敬拜神。
But David's reaction is quite out of his servant's expectation. He actually took shower and eat, and then he went to the temple to worship God.
事实上，神对大卫的管教是非常非常重的。
Actually, God's hand on David is pretty heavy, very heavy.
但是大卫从来不逃避神的管教，不抗拒神的管教，他总是接受。他说：“我是一个罪人。”
But David never tried to escape the chastening or discipline of God. He always put him on the hands of God. He said, "I'm a sinner."
我们也知道大卫的结局跟扫罗是截然不同了。
And we also the end of David is quite different from the end of Saul.
大卫住在神的殿中直到永远。
And some said David will dwell in the temple of God.Forever.
就是今年春天呢，就是我们家里就种了几个小果树苗。
And this spring we have some fruit tree. We plant some fruit tree.
然后呢，有时候我们发现这个果树苗上面有些枝子啊，都已经坏掉，都已经死掉了。
And we find some branch are kind of it's not good.
然后呢，冯海就去把它剪掉。
So Sister Feng Hai just pruned them.
我妻子就去把它剪掉。
And my wife just tried to prune those fruit tree.
有时候是很多都烂掉了，我们很多都剪。然后过一段时间，我们发现，哇，结果它长得很好，它的那个新的枝子长出来，新的叶子长出来。
And when we cut them, sometimes we have to cut a lot. And then later we find actually it's very good. The new one grew up very good.
所以圣经说的管教。常常谈到的就是修剪。
And so, when Bible talk about the chasing and talk about the discipline, is in the sense of like a pruned tree.
我们一起来读一处经文，在约翰福音十五章一到二节。
Let's read this passage together, John 15:1-2.
约翰福音十五章一节起，我是真葡萄树。 我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。所以，怎样让这棵树可以结果子更多呢？修剪，修剪那些败坏的枝子。
So how can make the fruit tree bear more fruit?One way is just to prune them and take away all those not good, so good branches, and then it will bear more fruit.
只有这样，这个树才可以结更多的果子。
So only like this, the tree can bear more fruit.
啊，我以前对这句话我没有很深的体会。
And before, I don't have a very good experience in terms of this saying.
直到我们家自己现在开始种这个小树苗了，我才真的有体会了，真的是这样的。
Until we actually grew those fruit trees in our yard, and then I really can see for my eyes, that's true.
我们家有一个桃树，前段时间这个桃树上差不多四分之三的这个叶子和枝子就全部烂掉了，不知道是有虫还是怎么回事。
And we have a pear tree and a peach tree.A peach tree actually, one time in the early spring, it's almost like a three quarter of the branch and leaf are kind of getting bad.
然后那天我一直就不知道怎么办，后来我那天就下狠心，我说给它剪掉，剪它很多很多，那个树恨不得都剪秃了。
And initially, I don't know what to do. And one time, and then I determined, I said, okay, I got to cut them out. And I have to cut a lot of them, almost like cut the whole tree.
Yeah, and then I said, 这会不会这个树就死了呀？因为剪那么多。后来过两天，哇，它又长很多枝叶出来。然后现在那个叶子比以前剪掉之前更茂盛，而且呢，就是再也没有烂叶子出来了。
And I was, when initially I cut, I was wondering, do I cut too much? Is it dead?But actually, after the now, it's grown a lot of them. And the good thing is the new grow up, those trees and the leaves are no bad ones. They are all good ones.
啊，这件事情给我印象很深。这确实圣经说的，我什么都没有做，我没有施肥，没有去杀虫，没有做任何事情，我就做一件事情，把那个烂叶子、烂枝子剪下来。
And this thing has given me a lot of impression because I didn't do anything like put a fertilizer and or kill the bug or something. I just did one thing, just cut the bad tree and the leaf, and then it just turned out that good.
爱孩子的父亲一定要管教孩子，而这个管教就是修剪，把这个孩子身上不好的地方、神所不喜悦的地方剪除掉、去除掉。
And a good father who loves his child and is chasing and discipline and his child. And this chasing and discipline is basically try to prune them. Take away the things that in his life that do not please God and build him up.
那么父亲对孩子的管教当然是有目的的了。他希望这个孩子以后成为一个什么样的人呢？
Of course, father's discipline of his childhas its purpose. He has the clear purpose of what kind of child he wants his child to be.
我们看圣经中的一处例子哈，也这里有一个父亲，也有个儿子。
And let's look at another example in the Bible. There's one father and a child.
好，我们一起来读一下哈。创世纪的二十七章第一节到第四节。
Let's read the Genesis chapter 27 verse 1-4 on the screen.
创世纪二十七章一节起，以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他大儿子以扫来说：“我儿。”以扫说：“我在这里。”他说：“我如今老了，不知道哪一天死，现在哪里的器械？”就是箭囊和弓，往田野去为我打猎，照我所爱的做成美味，拿来给我吃，使我在未死之先给你祝福。这里我们看到有一个老父亲，有一个儿子。
And here we see a father and a son.
以撒年老了，他觉得，哎呀，我活不长了，我可能马上就要死了。结果他就把他的大儿子叫过来。
So Isaac is old, and he felt that he is old, is don't have a time too much time left. So he called his elder son.
啊， 他这时候对他儿子提出的要求，那对于以撒来说，此刻的以撒来说，就是他最想要的了。他觉得自己要死了，他就提一个要求，那就是说他，你想想，他最希望的要求，就向他的儿子提出，就让他儿子出去打猎，给他做美味，让他吃。
If you think about this, this father at this moment and make a request of his son, I think that's probably that request is the most he wanted. It basically, what he wanted, he wanted to go out to hunt and make a favor food for him, and he wanted to eat.
啊，后来我们当然也知道了，这个以扫就很听话，就出去就打猎了，然后就打回来以后呢，他还亲手做成了美味，就给他的父亲吃。
Of course, we know that Isaac, the request, actually Esau took it very seriously. He went out and he hunted and he got it and then he made a food for him.
我们来思想一个问题，以扫是不是个好儿子啊？
Let's think about a question. Is Esau a good son?
我们希不希望我们的儿子是这样子啊？
Do we hope that our son will be like this?
很多的时候，我们就希望我们的孩子就是这样啊。
And a lot of times we hope our son will be like this.
又听话，又能干，又顺服啊。
And he will be willing to hear about you, and also he is able to do things, and also he is obedient.
在有一次聚会当中哈，就是有个牧者就问大家。就是你最想就是教给你的孩子，或者是最想你的孩子拥有什么样的能力啊？当你孩子以后长大之后啊，或走向社会啊什么的。
And I remember one time in our discussion in our church, and well, there's a question asked. It's one day, what the most important skill that you want your child to have?
后来就是有一个父亲说他刚刚得了一个小女儿，他小女儿刚刚出那他的女儿刚刚出生，他就说啊，我就希望我让我的女�儿以后有生存的技能啊，等她长大离开我之后，她在这个世界上可以生存下来。
And there's one brother, basically he just had a little baby girl, and he saidWhat I want is my little baby girl that when she grows up, I want her to have the skill for survive. So one day I'm not there, she can survive.
如果按这个标准来看，以扫有没有达到这个标准呢？
So if according to that standard, is Esau had that meet that standard?
以扫不仅达到这个标准，他做得很成功。他是很厉害的猎人。
Of course, he is not only meet that standard, he actually surpassed that because he's a very successful hunter.
我看过一个漫画哈，他就说以前的人呢是拿着这个弓箭，拿着这个长矛去打猎。
And one time I saw a cartoon and it said the old people used a bow to hunter.
他们能够用他们的工具猎来猎物的人最多的人，他们就是最成功最厉害的。
At that time, that the person can hunt the most stuff, then is the most successful and the most important person.
那今天的人是拿什么去打猎呢？他拿他们的这个公文包，拿他们的电脑。
And so today's world, people go out hunter is no longer use the saw or something. They use their business bag. They use their computer.
然后他们不是去打野兽的肉来吃，他们是攫取最多最多的金钱财富。你攫取最多最多的金钱财富，用你的工具去攫取，那这样的人是最成功的。
And today they are not to hunt the animal to eat the meat, but they use their toys, tools to grab most money and most financial benefit. Then you will be the most successful person.
所以用这个标准来看，以撒这个父亲把他的儿子以扫培养得很成功啊！如果用这个标准来看。
So if according to that standard, just hunt the most animals, then Isaac actually pretty successful to raise Esau because he is a very able hunter.
然后从另外一个角度来看，他不仅让这个孩子成为一个很成功的猎人，他让这个孩子还很听他父亲的话。
And look at another angle, actually, he's not only make the Esau pretty successful, able to hunt animals, he also make him very obedient.
让他出去打猎就去打猎，让他回来做美味给他吃，这个孩子就做美味给他吃。我们要特别注意，以扫不仅仅是一个非常厉害的猎人，他还是非常高明的厨师啊。
And you can see that he make him very obedient. Ask him to go hunt, he go hunt. Ask him to make food for him, he make food for him. I want to pay attention. Esau is not only a good hunter, he also a very good cook too.
啊。所以这就是什么意思呢？他不仅可以在这个世界上去攫取他所要的肉也好，金钱也好，他很成功。一个方面他是这样的人。
That means when he go outside, he can be very successful. He can hunt a lot of animals.
另外一个方面呢，他能把他攫取的这些东西，他做成美味，他还懂得享受生活啊。
And on the other hand, He not only can be hunt all those animals, he also be able to make this animal meat a good food. He can really enjoy life as well.
这就是今天很多人所推崇的那种生活方式，平衡的生活。
And this is
你会赚钱，你还要会花呀。
This is the life today. A lot of people like adore. It's the life of a balance. You can earn lots of money. You also can have to enjoy those money.
所以从人的角度来看，哇，以扫这个孩子，他的父亲把他培养的不错的。
So from man's standard, this is Esau actually is a very successful, and Isaac did a good job on him.
我们希不希望我们的孩子像以扫这样的
？And we hope that they ask children like Esau.
华人常常有一句老话，养儿子是为什么呀？防老，对。
In Chinese, we have a saying: "We raise a son as the purpose is try to prepare the time when I getting old."
如果用这样的标准来看，这个以撒有没有达到这个标准呢？养儿防老。
If according to Chinese standard, they raise a son that so he can take care of me when I old, Isaac definitely reach that standard.
哎，他好像做对了呀。他养儿子就是防老啊。
He did very good. He raised Esau, and when he's old, he can do the things for him.
但是很遗憾的是，以扫，圣经对以扫的评价是什么呢？
But unfortunately, that the Bible says about Esau is like this.
希伯来书十二章十六到十七节，恐怕有淫乱，有贪恋世俗，如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了，后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝，虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。
This is what the Bible says about Esau, Hebrews 12:16-17.
圣经说这个孩子是一个最可怜的孩子。
And the Bible says Esau actually is a pity.
他出生在一个上帝的选民的家庭，出生在一个属灵的家庭，结果他却是一个最属地的人，最世俗的人。
Basically, what it says is that Esau was born in a God's family and a family chosen by God. But he himself is become a person's mostLike belong of the world rather of the God.
他应该是理所当然的承受这属灵的永恒的祝福，结果他把这一切都失去了。
He should should inherit all those spiritual blessings which destined for him, but he lost them all.
然后他就后来大哭啊。
And of course, he's crying.
我相信他哭的时候。他的父亲以撒的心里也在哭，也很难过。
I believe that when he is crying for lost all the things, that his father also cried in his heart.
当时我们知道，以撒那个时候觉得自己马上要死了，所以最后给我做一顿好吃的。但是那以后，以撒又活了十几年，他没有马上要死啊。
And we know that script said that Esau actually feared he's going to die, and so he said, "Make a food for me, I'll eat and die."But actually, the Bible recorded he didn't die at that moment. Actually, after that, he still lived for like tens of years.
所以这就告诉很多时候我们对这种 肉体的欲望，我吃好一点啊，这种属地的欲望，我们的要求是非常非常急迫的，一分钟不能等，明天我就死了，明天我就没机会了，所以我今天一定要得到，一定要吃到口里。
So look at this. Isaac actually just gave us a see examples that sometimes we for those earthly desire and desire of flesh, we are so eager to get it, and we even cannot wait for one moment. And it just made the food I want to eat. And tomorrow I'm going to die.
那这样对他的儿子以扫有没有影响呢？一定是有影响的。
Think about this influence to his son Esau.
以扫说我的父亲在他要死的时候他不过就是想要一口好吃的。
And Esau basically thinks his father when his time the moment of dying and he wants to eat a good food.
我的父亲没有说他在他觉得自己要死的时候把我叫到他的面前说你要好好信上帝啊，你要敬畏神啊，我明天就要死了，你要赶紧信啊。他的父亲没有对他讲这样的话。
And Esau probably think my father didn't take me to his bed and said,I'm going to die, so you got to trust God good and well, and he didn't do that.
这是摩西要死之前对以色列民讲的话。
And this Moses actually before he dies, he said to Israelites.
但是很遗憾哈，以撒那个时候没有这样去教导他的孩子。
And I'm very unfortunate, Isaac at that moment actually didn't teach his child.
所以到后来，以扫痛哭啊。以撒心里一定也是非常非常的煎熬，非常非常难过。
So, later, when Esau was crying out for losing all those blessings, I believe that Isaac is very painful in his heart.
所以我们今天问我们自己一个问题哈，我们每一个父母都是爱孩子的，这是毫无疑问的。
So today we ask ourselves a question that every parents of us, there's no question we love our children.
那我们问自己。有时候怎么样衡量一个爱呢？衡量你的爱，你的爱的程度怎样去衡量？就是说，你为什么事情你感到最痛苦、最痛苦？那么这一件事就是你最关心或者最爱的。
So how do we when we love? How do we measure our love to our children? I think one thing we can think about is the one thing that make you most sorrowful, most stressful for your children if your children have that. So what is this thing you feel most stressed?And the most sorrowful.
今天我们什么时候会为孩子觉得特别的痛心，特别的心里难受？什么时候会是这样的
？So, at what time today when you see your child, you feel very distressed and very sorrowful, a painful in your heart?
是不是有时候我们会觉得，哎呀，你看别人家的孩子，哇，你看他。他现在刚刚拿了驾照，他可以买到最漂亮、最好的车。我们家的孩子哦，只能买一个这个这么一个烂车，这么一个便宜的二手车。
Was it in the moment that you saw the other child, other family's child, they can get his license, they can get a most beautiful car, but my child only can get a second-hand car? Is that moment you feel most distressed, most sorrowful, and pain in your heart?
或者你看到哇，别人家的孩子哇，去到最好的大学，哎呦，我的孩子哇，只能啊去到这个学校，你心里觉得很痛苦，你为孩子感到很痛苦。
All the moment you see the other child go, other family's children go to the best schools, and you only can go to maybe not that bad good school, and you feel very painful in your heart and very distressed. Is that moment?
或者你说哇，你看别人家的孩子哇，事业成功啊，百万富翁、亿万富翁。做总统做明星我们家的孩子默默无闻一直在打工你感到很痛心很痛心。
Or you see other family's child become very successful and in a career and become a stars or maybe even president, but my child actually is very ordinary, do ordinary work, and I feel very pain in my heart and I'm very distressed and very sorrowful for him.
什么让我们父母为孩子感到最痛心最痛心
What makes us parents feel most distressed and most pain in our heart for our children?
就是有一天当我们在天堂却看到我们的孩子在地狱那是你最痛苦最痛苦的时候。
I think that's the things you want to remember is that one day the things should make our parents most distressful, most pain in our heart, and most sorrow in our heart is one day we are in heaven, but our child are in hell.
就是关于这件事情呢，这个斯布珍呐 ，Charles Spurgeon， 他讲过一段话，我觉得我很难接受，但是我必须认同。
And for these things, actually, this Charles Spurgeon actually said one paragraph of words, which I kind of feel very hard to accept, but I have to acknowledge that I think it's right.
他就说到，有一天，如果父母在天堂里，害得看到他的孩子在地狱里，怎么办？这父母心里怎么办？
And he basically says, well, one day parents is in heaven and saw his children in hell, what the parents is going to do? What's his heart would be about?
斯布珍说，天堂里不是没有眼泪吗？
And Spurgeon said, is that there is no tear in the heaven?
他天堂里不是没有痛苦，没有忧伤吗？
Is the heaven should not have a sorrow and a pain?
他说那这样的这样的父母看到自己孩子落在地狱里。
But what happened if their parents is in heaven but see their children is in hell?
后来斯布珍说，这样的父母还要赞美神。
And Spurgeon said the parents of like this, they still need to praise God.
我很难接受他这样的说法。
Honestly, I feel hard to accept this kind of saying.
但是我必须承认他说的是事实。
But I have to acknowledge what he said. It's a fact and it's true.
那既然我很难接受，我就要尽我一切一切的努力，我要让我的孩子逃避这样的结局。
So if I'm feel very hard to accept this reality, then I need to do whatever the best one of my children to escape such a consequence.
就前两天就是我们家里就冯海收到一个邮件，就从我女儿的学校发过来的一个电子邮件。
A couple of days ago, my wife received a email from Ellen's school.
就我女儿的学校呢，就给家长们给我们写了一个邮件，就说呢，从下个学期开始，我们学校啊，你进校门的这个规则改变了，所以你们要注意哈，要注意。
So basically, that email basically says start next semester, the rule when you enter the school is changed. When you go through the gate of the school, there's certain rule there, you got to pay attention.
所以我们看那个规则改变规则，我们心里就知道啊，这就是防止校园枪击案的。
So we can see, when see those how the rule changes, it's very clear to us. Of course, they try to prevent the campus shooting.
然后这种事情离我们不遥远，就在我们身边。
So if I just think this seems not too far from us, it's just happened around us.
就在伯伊西的一个小学，一个小学生把他父亲的枪带到校园里面，然后很有计划的把这个枪藏在一个地方，别人找不到。
Well, actually, it happened in the Boise School District. A child actually bring his father's gun into school, and then very skillfully hide the gun in somewhere that people couldn't find it.
然后这个小孩子已经就预备好了，哪一天把这个枪拿出来，他要在学校要打死那些他也不喜欢的人。
And this student actually prepared. So one day he will take the gun out and shoot people he don't like.
就发生在伯伊西的小学。
And this actually happened in Boise School District.
后来当然这件事情后来就是被老师发觉了，这件事情就制止了。
Of course, this was discovered by the teacher, and this will be prevented.
每天上午你看着你自己的孩子上 school bus, 或者你看着你自己的孩子去上学，你心里真的有平安吗？
So I want to ask you, every morning when you watch your children get on the school bus or go to school, do you really have a peace in your heart?
有时候你在家里等你的孩子，怎么也不回来，怎么也不回来，你心里真的有平安吗？
When you're at home, try to wait your child to come back. If the child doesn't come back, do you still have a peace in your heart?
你每天打开电视，打开新闻，打开报纸，你看到这个世界上发生的事情，然后你想，有一天我老了，我死了，我的孩子一个人在这个世界上去面对这个世界，你心里真的有平安吗？
And when you look at the newspaper, look at TV station, watch for all the things that happen around the world, and you think about it, one day I'm old, I'm going to leave this world, leave my child or my children in the world. Do I still, to face this world, do you still have a peace in your heart?
带领我们孩子，教导他，管教他，让他信靠主耶稣基督，我们心里才会，做父母的才会真的有平安。
So lead our child, teach them, correct them, lead them to become children of God, then we have the true peace in our heart.
圣经说我们受管教是要让我们在神的圣洁上有份。
And the Bible said when God chasing us or we chasing by God is becauseGod want us to be partaker of his holiness.
神管教我们是要让我们结出平安的果子，就是义。
And God chasing us is because God want us to bear the fruit of righteousness.
上帝管教我们，我们的父亲，智慧的父亲管教我们，是要让我们真正的去信靠神，认识神，能够跟神紧密的在一起，在神的圣洁上有份，让我们成为这样的人。
God chasing us, discipline us, teaching us, correct us, is because God want us to become a partaker of His holiness.
神管教我们是要让我们真正得着义。
And God chasing us, correct us, teaching us, He want us to get the true righteousness.
我们怎样得义呢？圣经说，因信称义。
So how do we get the righteousness? Bible said.We become a righteousness through faith, be justified through faith.
我们不一定需要让我们的孩子都成为以扫。
We don't have to be let our children become Esau.
让他成为最成功的猎人，最厉害的这个世界上的这个攫取者。
We don't want to be make them become the most successful hunter and the most effective benefit grabbers.
Yeah.我们不需要我们的孩子对我们言听计从啊！爸爸要吃好吃的，你赶紧拿好吃的给我。我不需要我的孩子成为这样的人。
And we even don't need that our children be very obedient to us and whatever we say they do.
我要让我的孩子成为一个信靠神的人，跟从神的人。
We want our children be a person that who trust God and follow God.
无论他在这个世界上走怎样的路，我心里有平安，因为他是一个信靠神。跟从神的人，他离开这个世界，我知道他去到哪里，他要去到我去的地方，就是天堂。
No matter what path you walk on this world, and as long as he's a follower of God, and I have a peace in my heart, and one day I know where he will go, is that he will go to the place I will go, that is the heaven.
齐克果讲过一句话，他是很好的一个神学家，他也是哲学家。他讲过一句话，就是爱一个人就是教导他爱上帝。
A very good philosopher and theologian, the Kierkegaard said, he said, a love a person is to teach him to love God.
因为今天是联合崇拜啊，我们有爸爸妈妈们，我们有我们的青少年跟我们在一起，我们联合崇拜。然后我最近我就看到的这个 Tim Keller 牧师，他写下了五个忠告，对所有人的一个忠告。我希望我们可以一起来看一下，来分享。
Because today is the joint worship, we have our children, children and parents sit together. Recently, I saw the pastor Tim Keller.Put a 5 advice to the older people, parents or children alike. So I thought it would be good we look at.
那大家可以看到这个大屏幕。第一个呢，就是
you can look at the screen.
全心的相信神和神的恩典。
First one is put your heart's deepest trust in God and His grace.
无论你是在青草地上，无论你是在死荫的幽谷，全心的相信神和他的恩典。
Whether in the green pasture or you in the depths of the valley, you just put your heart deepest trust in God and His grace.
第二条呢，就是降服你全部的意志，降服于圣经。
And the second one, to submit your whole mind to the scripture.
啊，我们知道这里没有说理解，没有说学习，没有说降服，降服。
And understand here, he put this, it didn't say you know it, you understand, you fully grasped, but he put it as a submit. Submit yourself.
然后 Tim Keller 在这里说，就稍微解释，他说不要认为你比神的话知道的更多，啊，然后把神的话每一天活出来，然后成为一个服权柄的人。
Okay, so basically, Tim Keller basically elaborated the second point a little bit more. He said, don't think you know better than God's word. Bring it to the bear on every area of life. Become a person under the authority.
成为一个服权柄的人。
And become a person under the authority.
第三个就是要成为一个谦卑可以被教导的人，可以被别人教导。
And third is be humble and teachable towards others.
这个谦卑和可以被教导是紧密的联系在一起的。
And it's very intimately connected with each other, this humble and teachable.
一个人呢，他没有办法被教导，不是因为他笨啊。
A person cannot be teachable is not because he's foolish or he's not that smart.
是因为他不谦卑。
Is it because it's not humble?
啊，所以无论我们处于怎样的年纪，我们想成为一个谦卑的人，你可以被教导，这就表示你可以成长。
So no matter what age we are at, and we want to become a humble person, so you can be taught, you can be taught, so you can grow.
啊，然后就是对你所拥有的一切，你要慷慨，然后你要渴望啊。公益，然后与别人，哦，我这里有，啊，第四条，我们现在在第四条，然后与别人分享上帝给你的恩赐哈。
So the first one is be generous with all your possessions. The passionate about justice, share your time, talent, and treasure with others who have less.
啊，最后一条跟我们今天所分享的信息就很密切了，就说接受从困难当中啊，痛苦当中去学习哈，然后经历耶稣基督的福音，认识到这些东西它对我不是一个刑罚，它对我来说是让我可以得以成长、得以完全的一个途径。
And the last one is kind of very closely related to the message is about all the chasing and the difficulties there.Is said we accept and learn from the difficulties and the sufferings. So the gospel recognizes them as a not punishment, but as a way of refining you.
啊，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
啊，感谢你，赐给我们这宝贵的产业，就是我们的孩子，我们的儿女。
We thank you. You give us a precious inheritance. This is our children.
你同样也把这重大的责任托付给我们这做父亲做母亲的。
And also you commit this serious responsibility to us as a father and a mother.
求圣灵带领我们，加添我们的信心，加添我们的力量，赐给我们从神来的智慧。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and give us the faith and the strength and also give us the wisdom from God.
让我们可以管教我们的孩子，教导我们的孩子。
So we can teach our children and discipline our children.
让我们孩子从小就认识神，到老也不偏离。
So they can know God from the youth and they never stay astray.
让我们孩子一生在这地上一生当中，乃不在黑暗当中行，不是偏行己路，乃是行在神的光中。
So our children, their life is not walk in the darkness, walk their own way, but walk on the path of a God light.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.